First of all, this survey that has been carried out on behalf of MenCap has determined that Britain have a fairly poor spelling ability. Are you surprised by the findings?
Yeah, they were quite astonishing. We had asked 2,000 people across the UK as part of the research, and I guess overall it showed that technology is and has been contributing to an autocorrect generation, with many Britons failing to spell commonly used words correctly. I guess one of the most astonishing facts was that only 1 in 5 respondents correctly spelled all words within the test, and alongside that, the majority of Britons rate their spelling to be very good or fairly good. In fact, 76% did.
Do you think we're all victims of the autocorrect generation? You mentioned it just before.
I'd say so, yes. I mean, within many households, within the workplace, people will be using computers, and I guess that has attributed to the autocorrect generation. It's become something that people rely upon.
Which is why MenCap are squarely behind Spellathon.net. Tell us a little bit about what Spellathon is.
Spellathon is a digital spelling competition. You can find out all about it at spellathon.net, and the competition will be starting on the 21st of May and ending on the 27th of May. What we're hoping to be able to do as part of that is to award those people who have taken part a prize where they have either spelt the most words correctly within their particular age group or category. And the highest performing people will actually then go on to be able to take part in a reverse spelling challenge with Stephen Fry.
And of course, part of the excitement is you actually get a personal invitation from Stephen Fry as well, don't you?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
What else do you get? Do you get something that schools can take part with as well?
Yes, the Spellathon Challenge was for many years a paper-based product that we used to use with many schools, and now we've taken it to the digital forum. We still engage with many, many schools, and I believe 6,000 schools are actually using our resources at the moment.
Apparently, 25% of the money raised by students actually goes back to the educational establishment itself.
Yes,
so there's a real incentive,
correct.
A win-win, both for the charity and for education.
That's correct, yes. You know, for MenCap, all of the money that we receive will then go on to support all of the many projects and services that we run here to support people with a learning disability.
Now, just give me an idea about what MenCap is itself, because let's not forget, amid all the excitement about Spellathon, there's a major and important charity connected with learning disability behind this initiative.
MenCap exists fundamentally to support the 1.5 million people across the UK who have a learning disability, as well as their families and carers. In amongst all of that, the things that we do is to campaign to improve access, be that to services or any other area of society. We also run very many services, and they could link to children and young people, to adults within employment settings, or it could be more assisted living and housing. In addition to that, we run very many community-based projects where we are supporting people in their local communities and understanding their needs and addressing them.